to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
But as far as you're concerned, do you know what happens when you try and cut in front of me, AJ Styles? You know what happens when you cut in front of Y2J for the U.S. title match, AJ Styles? You know what happens? You just made the list!
AJ made the list!
Hey, Owens, where are you going, you stupid idiot?
This is Chris Jericho, the hero of the pain clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 29th. Holidays today, real quickly, it's International Tiger Day. Wow. All right, National Chicken Wing Day. It ain't a thing but a chicken wing. And it's Garfield's favorite holiday today, National Lasagna Day. I hope somebody out there eats some of those. Welcome to the show. I want to also do a happy birthday. Well, I shouldn't say happy birthday. He's passed away. WWE Hall of Famer, class of 1996. Lou Albano would have been 84 today. He passed away in 2009. And today is a birthday of a guy I think we've had on the show once. And he's kind of a mean man. His name is Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. And guess how old he is today, guys?
52.
Okay, Danger Boy?
I was going to go 53.
He is 55 today. And he's going to be just another week or so in Syracuse. He's coming to do that Syracuse show at the baseball stadium there. MacArthur Sting. Park, is that what it's called? That's where you leave a cake out in the rain? No, never mind. Never mind. Bad joke time. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich. I'm here with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And a special appearance by Jay-Z.
You know, just like Great Khali returning to the Punjabi prison. I return to the clinic.
It's like, you know, it must be a blue moon because Jay-Z is here. We got Josie's joining us in the studio, too. Of course, she probably won't want to say anything.
I don't know. Do you want to say anything, Josie?
No. Okay. Jay-Z's always got kids, you know, his clan in tow, as they say.
I'm like Heath Slater.
You're like Heath Slater. I'm doing it for my kids. That's why you're here, right?
I need this job. I got kids.
He's working for that above ground pool.
That's right.
I need that now. No underground? No.
One that you don't inflate.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I want to let you know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Flight. Now, I don't know if you guys know or not, but tonight is the night for UFC 214. That's right, 214, Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville, and Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We're going to be there, and this is the big rematch, John Jones versus Daniel Cormier 2, the one we've been waiting a year for. John Jones and his stupid pills he took that freaking got the fight canceled last time, but not this time. They both made weights, and there's no way the fight's not going to happen now, and that's tonight. It starts at 10 p.m. There's three title fights on the card tonight. Cannot wait for it. I'm super, super duper excited. It'll be hosted by us. I'm guessing the Bud Light girls will probably be there tonight.
Yeah, if they can make their way through the crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be insane. You got to get there early. The prelims are fantastic if you look at them. You know, starting at 8 o'clock, we're going to get there as soon as we can because we want to get a good seat. But that's tonight, Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 214. I don't know if you guys know this or not. I may have mentioned it last week. But Salvatore's at the garage door is showing the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Ooh.
And you can, you know, it's going to cost a cover, though. I'm sorry about that. It's a little expensive, you know. Showtime Boxing, I think, you know, is it costs a fortune for a business. So it's $20 a head if you want to see this fight. You got to get down there as soon as possible because they're stopping it at 100 people.
100 people, but $20 to watch the fight is a lot better than paying $100.
It's $100 at home.
To pay for it and still getting pizza and wings from Salvatore's.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So definitely, you know, come on, when you're down there tonight for the John Jones-Cormier 2 fight, come on down for and bring some extra money, put down $20, and your name's on the list. You'll get in. There'll be 100 people there. There'll be 100 of your best friends watching a boxing match between McGregor and Mayweather. Even though, you know, McGregor's never fought a professional boxing bout, match or whatever they call it, you know, it's, you know what, Danger Boy and I were talking about this week. This sets up a huge rematch if it goes that way.
We're setting up for a rematch already. That's what it is.
It's got to be, but you know what, McGregor, who knows what will happen with McGregor, you know, I mean,
I'm guessing they go almost to the end and Mayweather wins, and that's what sets up the
Mayweather
rematch.
Dodges the, for 12 rounds or whatever.
That's how he won the Pacquiao fight.
That's true.
That's how he's won most of his fights.
Pretty much.
I mean, listen, he's undefeated. He's never lost.
He did trademark 49-1 though.
Yeah. He trademarked
49-1.
Oh, he's like looking at both sides of the you know, the glass. He's either half full or half empty.
If it were pro wrestling, he would lose this fight.
Yeah, of course, if it was pro wrestling, but we're not. We're talking boxing. And I don't even know who's sanctioning this fight, okay?
Nevada.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see what happens.
They're in the T-Mobile Arena.
We've got a few weeks before that happening, but when you get out there tonight to watch John Jones, and there's no cover for the UFC at either place, so you can come out and watch it. 3 championship fights on this card, a stacked card. It's been stacked from very beginning, and of course, John Jones is from Rochester, so, I mean, why can't you go there and cheer him on?
There you go.
You know, I know. And it's like, yes, if you don't like John Jones, then it's going to be a tough night anywhere in this area to go see the UFC tonight. But so there, I've got those plugs out of the way. Bill Gray's, of course, is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite is in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
All right. 2 people. It's easy to do that. And one last thing. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself. Don't even give me that look, Danger Boy.
I'm not giving you any look.
He looks at me all the time and says, fancy yourself a skater? Or there's a
you
job.
You do fancy yourself a skater.
I am. Or is the job an official more up your alley?
Fancy yourself a skater. Do you drink your tea with your pinky out?
I do.
He actually does.
Rock City Roller Derby needs you, as well as the Flower City Fear. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com or go to the Flower City Fear's webpage, our Facebook page. Become one of us, the few, the proud. Rochester Rock City Roller Derby and Flower City Fear. And actually, I'm going to be taking off a little bit early today because, you know what? It's our last home game of the season. Starts at noon. I got to be there. It's going to be we're at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex over there. If you want to come and check out men's roller derby, if you've seen women's before, it's a lot the same. There's still, you know, there's some different things. I mean, it's guys hitting each other, you know, and there's, you know, there's something for everyone there. You know, you get fast skating, you get hard hitting action, and there's even some women on the men's team too. So it's, I was up around here. I was here yesterday promoting it on some of the radio shows up here. And it's like, I neglected to mention that women were on the team too. And people got excited at the end of the interview when I mentioned that. So I want to thank Bob Lonsbury for having us on, as well as Carl Falk and Bill Moran. We were up in the studio here yesterday. So let's talk about the world of pro wrestling before I get too stretched out on promos. Oh, it's 11 minutes into the show and I just finished my plugs. Isn't that sad?
The iTunes reviewers are really mad.
I get the iTunes people like, well, why don't you stop talking and plugging and just start talking about the world of pro wrestling? It's like, okay, let's start talking about the world of pro wrestling. That's what we're here to do. Started off the show with Chris Jericho returning. Thoughts on that, Danger Boy?
It's good to see him back. I mean, it wasn't entirely expected. I mean, somehow you had called that on Sunday that you thought he would be back very shortly.
Yeah.
I thought he was on tour a little longer. I don't know how long it'll last, but came back, had that U.S. title rematch that he was guaranteed that he never got.
True.
And
it was in a 3-way, which was a great main event for the show.
Yes.
I mean yeah. You know, as much as poorly as the pay-per-view last weekend, Battleground, was received, the show following it up did so much better.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to watch that show than it was the Battleground pay-per-view. And it wasn't even like it was completely terrible. There were some good matches on there. The tag team match was fantastic.
Yes.
But there's just no appeal to it. Like, there was nothing built up. It was just kind of dull the whole time. Even the crowd, they were in Philly. Philly's a loud, rambunctious crowd, and they were just sitting on their hands for half the time.
Yeah.
It was weird.
The weird thing, too, is that...
Probably because they couldn't see the main event.
And, you know, that's like one of the first places I remember AJ Styles getting a huge pop, and it didn't even seem like they were behind him when his match was going on, him and Owens, which was a great match, too.
It was a really good match, too.
When Philadelphia fans are apathetic, there's a problem somewhere. You know, when they're sitting on their hands watching a pay-per-view, and they're not even cheering or booing, that's a problem.
Yeah, no, true. The main event nobody cared about, I don't think, you know. Or the women's match.
The main event is very difficult to watch because you can't actually see anything if you're in the crowd.
Yeah, I know. There's like 100 tons of bamboo in front of you.
Steel reinforced bamboo.
Basically Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal worked it as a cage match because they were doing the cage match things like launching people into the cages.
But there's some like goofy stuff with the entire thing because at one point they had all four doors closed. They had been opened. And so Randy would have to climb out over the top, which supposedly gave Jinder the strategic advantage because he was already in the second area. But when Randy climbed over the top, he was already higher up the second area than Jinder was because he just kind of stepped over because it was that close.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he had to work his way down to fight him.
Yeah, and then get choked by the great Kali, who you know wasn't going to make his way up that wall at all.
He made his way up a little bit, but if you also look, they said you can't slip through, like you had to go over the top to get out. Randy Orton's entire shoulder width was through that hole he was getting choked through.
Well, what about the Singh brothers?
So why didn't he just slide through?
Didn't the Singh brothers just slide through it too?
One of them did, yeah, but they're a lot smaller.
Yeah, that's tiny true. Guys.
Yeah. And that bump the one took was nuts.
Yeah, it was. The table bump, it was the hat. You know, they were popping through it like it was a hatch or something, you know, when they ran in. So, yeah, it was tough to watch, and it was clunky, and I hope they don't ever do it again, but you know, it's funny. We talked about it building up last weekend, being the Great Khali's match, right? And you know, it didn't seem logical that the Great Khali shows up.
He was like Beetlejuice. You said his name three times, and he showed up.
Yeah, he wasn't booked. Yeah. He just showed up.
He was Dennis Stamp. I'm not booked. I'm not going to hang in the backyard. But he was more like, you hang in the backyard.
God rest his soul. Rest in peace, Dennis Stamp. All right, 2-2-2.
Can you imagine Khali on a trampoline in his backyard in his underwear?
Oh,
I got to tell you, he did not look like he was in the same shape that he was when he left, okay? I'm just going to say
that. Isn't he back to being a police officer in India?
Something like that. I mean, you know, when you're 7 foot tall, what kind of police cars can you get into, you know?
I don't know, ask Shaq.
That's true, but big cars then. Yeah. But I mean, Khali, I bet you I could outrun him. I'm pretty sure.
Even the tall need an automobile.
That's right.
I want Khali undercover now.
I bet you I could. I bet you I could outrun Khali. You know, but if he was shooting at me, it'd be a different story. Okay, 2-2-2-1280 star 20. I don't know how they do police in India. I don't know. We've got Jordan from Fairport. What's up, buddy?
How we doing, guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Well, these are my thoughts on Battleground. Let's just say this is the first pay per view in about 3 years that I just totally fell asleep. I was so uninvested in everything that WWE did with that show.
You know, I hate to tell you, but when there's like a lull match before the end and I'm laying at my home on my couch watching it, sometimes that happens often. But when we were out, like, say, when we used to show them at Salvatore's, I could not fall asleep sitting up. So, but, you know, the women's match, that would have been a perfect one to nod off to because it was all set up with pairs, you know, and half of them were out of the ring most of the time, so...
It was bad. And the SmackDown on Tuesday, that was just a total, like, all right, let's just make up for Battleground real quick. And nothing, like, okay, so SmackDown, I guess, like, was good. But in theory, like, why are we getting Shinsuke versus Cena on a SmackDown?
Okay, that was something that's something we definitely wanted to approach today on the show because that is...
Why is that a SummerSlam?
Yeah, that's pay-per-view quality stuff that they should save for that. You know, I have a feeling it'll get Corbin, or what's his name?
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin's going to have something to do with it. It'll end early.
Yeah, I was so pissed about that. Everyone's like, oh my God, Shinsuke versus John Cena next week. I'm like, no, that is the worst decision. I'm like, honestly, why did SmackDown fall off so bad? Like, did they get new writers? Like, is Is Road Dogg still there? Is Ryan Ward still there?
Yeah, Road Dogg is definitely still there.
People are blaming Road Dogg because he's like the head. He's the head agent on that show, and they took it to him on Twitter this past week. You can go by and read his responses, and he's like
hashtag fire
blocked, Road Dogg. blocked. Every single person who sent him something, I criticized him. Blocked. So it was like he took a lot of heat. There were some good things on that pay per view. It just wasn't even. It wasn't really, you know. And then I think they were trying to give us something back with that three-way, you know, in the main event for SmackDown. I hate when the shows that follow the pay-per-views or quote-unquote live events or whatever they call them, events are better than the show that you sat 3 hours
with half the same matches.
Yeah, I mean, heck, when we get commercials in the middle of matches on the network, for the network, I don't understand why that's happening. It's like we're watching the network already. How can you have a commercial for the network on the network while we're watching it?
When they have a special event every 3 weeks, seemingly every 3 weeks, it doesn't make them all that special anymore.
No, it was 2 weeks, too, since the Raw. And now we have a month off before SummerSlam.
Then they'll go back to the...
Yeah, then it's like every 2 weeks, yep. It's too much.
Especially when you don't have compelling storylines. There's like maybe one on Raw right now I care about. There's, you know, and that's the Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, you know, the main event for SummerSlam, Lesnar match. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, things on Raw that I've, you know, discovered in the last couple of weeks is I really think Seth Rollins is not being used correctly. And I think that he's terrible.
They're setting him up as the face in a feud with Ambrose, it looks like. And he's not that good of a face.
No, and he's like, you know, I keep on saying suffering succotash when he talks because he has that lisp, you know, and it's like,
that's Roman's line.
Yeah, I know that is Roman's line. It was written for him right after the Royal Rumble.
Gimmick infringement.
No, but it's.
Well,
go ahead.
Two things before I go. One is Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose should be facing Cesaro and Sheamus for those tag team titles. I heard about that. I heard that in the rumor mill. And I think that'd be a great idea to have a nice little feud, a nice little run with those titles, and then that's a kickstart for their feud that could start in like October or something like that. And second thing, I never thought I would say it, but Raw is actually killing SmackDown when it comes to the summer, when it comes to storylines and everything. I honestly never think I would say that, but I think Raw is absolutely being better than average right now.
Okay, I give you that too because there's compelling storylines that are on. That, you know, I mean, but a couple, like a month ago, right after WrestleMania, there was like nothing to do. You know, and I mean, it really, that was like a hangover that dragged for like two pay-per-views on, you know.
And you know who actually saved him? There was two people.
Samoa Joe
and Braun Strowman.
Yep. Yeah, it did. And Braun Strowman saved, I mean, since WrestleMania, you know, even before WrestleMania. So, hey,
exactly.
Amen.
All right, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Forever the revival.
All right, and say hi to your dad for me, okay? Oh, he hangs up before I get that in. All right, 222-1280 Star Toys. And we're going to break right now. We've got some people online with us right now that want to talk, so we're going to go to them as soon as we get back. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Be back right after these most important messages.
That at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar will be facing...
The next words out of your mouth better be Braun Strowman or else... Because unlike Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe, I won my match at Great Balls of Fire.
Excuse me. You me? Yeah, who are you?
Well, I'm Richard Justice.
Well, what are you doing back here?
Just warming up.
Warming up for...
Well, in case they need me out there.
Who needs you?
To wrestle out there. Ma'am, I am the standby wrestler. My job is to go out there, if time goes short, to go and fill the time.
Okay, are you sure? Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, ma'am, it's not stupid. It's actually very, very valuable. It's a very important entity to have in this company. And if you'll excuse me, ma'am, I really need to stay warm right now. I need to stay ready because they can call me at any time. So excuse
Got
me.
It. Excuse Got me. It. Yeah.
Now, Braun, obviously
fortunately for you, me and you, we've never really crossed paths much since I've got here. So let me explain to you just who I am. My name is Samoa Joe. I'm the man that does not fear Brock Lesnar. And I definitely don't fear you.
You guys are in the ring acting like you did it all, but see, Gallows and Anderson, we did it all first.
That's right. We beat up the New Day first.
Yeah, we beat up the Hardy Boys first.
We were even bald, Ski, first.
True. You guys stand in that ring and you call yourselves top guys,
but all we see are a couple of top nerds.
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Nerds.
Get him, Ogre.
All right. Now, that was Dick Justice, you might have heard going into the break there. Richard Justice. The standby wrestler.
I like it.
Yeah, he's been doing these. He does like these Hindu squats in the background of all these other promos that are going on. And it's like he finally talked to him this past week, which is great. And a great kid. And he, you know, you can catch him. He lives in Rochester here. So, and you may have seen him wrestle. Wrestles for UPW. He wrestles for a bunch of guys around here. In fact, we got a huge UPW show coming in a couple weeks. Is it a week?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Hornswoggle's going to be in town. I hope we can get him up in the studio that day. I'm really been pushing for it.
Get him up in the studio. I'll be up in the studio.
Okay. I know. Jay-Z, I know you have the little people love. You know, it's like if you
don't twist it into something sick. They just make me smile.
They do.
They make me happy.
I agree. Well, Hornswoggle is going to be in town as well as Teddy Long.
Abyss.
Abyss is going to be here. I'd love to have Abyss up here. Maybe we'll get to his brother, you know, the lawyer.
Maybe Joseph Park.
I'll send a message this week. I did send a message to Hornswoggle. I haven't heard anything back yet. I wanted to get him first and foremost. But, yeah, I got a lot of guys coming into town for UPW's headlocks and home runs. I can't remember what number it is, but it's going to be a huge show here in town next week. And last year, remember, we had Dan Severn in the studio and we were arguing about whose mustache was better, his or mine. And of course, my mustache was terrible, so I didn't I
think his mustache punked you
big time. It punked me. You've seen the pictures. All right, 2-2-2-12.
I can't believe it's been a year since that.
It's crazy. We got Floyd from Rochester. Floyd, what's up, buddy?
Well, first of all, listening through the first half of the program, the only thing that I can say is, well, first of all, Luke Gallows has come a long way from his tongue sticking out of his mouth. That's the first thing.
Yeah, Jesse and Festus. Yeah, it's been a long way. Yeah.
Second thing is just like everybody else in this city, I fell asleep through Battleground myself. And well, I agree. And last but not least, I agree with you. That's why I think there's going to be two main events at SummerSlam. They're trying to make it the biggest one ever. So, me personally, I think it's going to be Corbin versus Joe versus Reigns. Basically, Corbin's on SmackDown. My apologies. Yeah, I'm a little off this morning.
That's okay.
You know, so in that case, how about we just do this here? How about we put Jinder Mahal in the ring with John Cena, Baron Corbin, and Shinsuke Nakamura? We put the title on the line, make that the second fatal four-way of SummerSlam, make this the biggest one there ever been.
I would like that.
Put it in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Now, that's self-certified, and that's stamped in New York State. That has to be good.
Yeah,
that has to be much better than that snore job. So, let's see what happens.
I agree. You know, that's a good idea. It's not a bad idea to have two fatal four-ways. You get more guys on the show. And, you know, they're talking after this pay-per-view that they're going to be doing another shake-up of the roster. So you might see some guys switching teams, you know, going from SmackDown to Raw and Raw to SmackDown.
Well, if they continue to do that, all they're doing is making the brand better, because I love what they're doing right now. I just started watching it live, just like literally started watching it live. I've been watching it on replays for the past couple of years. But now it's live here. And I love what I see. It could only get a little better. It's just that pay-per-view. Yeah, that was the best sleep I had in 2 years.
Well, Floyd, thank you so much for calling. Please call back anytime, okay?
Of course. I'll come through for a clutch moment at the end of the day. You already know.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so very much, and you have a good day, okay?
Absolutely. You too.
All right. 222-1280 Star Troy is a number we've got also on the line. It's Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott? Hey, Scott. Well, Baldy's been trying to find where you live. I'm just telling you that now. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
I'm kidding. I kid.
He's going to come over and tell me how much Jinder's going to win every pay-per-view, right? He thinks Jinder's going to lose every pay-per-view, and then Jinder wins because somebody understands booking and somebody doesn't.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, no.
You're starting it again with him, man. That's okay, man. It's okay.
It's the Jim Rome smack-off of Rochester just bleeding into the pain clinic.
He's probably writing now a big prose to come on here and like just trash us all, okay?
Make it a Lanny Poffo poem,
and
please.
And, Baldy, you know I kid, brother. You know I kid. I love you,
it's
man.
If it's going to be a Lanny Poffo poem, it has to be an iambic pentameter. And everybody's looking at each other wondering what the hell that is, and I feel like a nerd.
Well, you're from the 501st Legion, so it's like I don't even know half the words you're saying anyways, okay? Is that what they're called, the 501st, the Star Wars dress-ups?
Yes, you want to bring up my past.
Oh, man. Now I got to know what costume you wear. Please tell me Chewbacca.
No. I retired. I got tired of getting hit by kids with sticks. I just got fed up with it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But actually, I was going to bring up the fact that you had already mentioned it about doing a shakeup. But what I read was, and if I'm wrong, correct me, that they were thinking about bringing some people down to the NXT.
Yeah, people that aren't being used effectively on TV. They're going to bring down to NXT, which seems silly because there's a pay scale that's a lot different between those shows.
But some of those people and some of those teams might finally get a fair shake.
Sammy,
I mean. It'd be nice to see the Ascension versus the Authors of Pain. I think that'd be kind of a nice little NXT classic versus NXT now match.
Oh, the Ascension's just starting to get over, though.
Yeah, don't you think that the Ascension got ruined on SmackDown?
Took those Eddie Money tickets.
They went the two tickets to Paradise. They went to Eddie Money. Okay, but I was gonna say I think they got ruined, and I think that anything that happened is gonna be remembered in NXT because NXT is where people secretly get over, and then as soon as they're put on TV and it fails miserably. Then the people who watch NXT also watch the main product too, and they're like, "Oh, that sucks now," you know.
NXT crowds are remarkably loyal to people who came out through the system too. Because if you ever, I mean, most of the time, if you see in Florida, if they do those South Florida shows, the guys who are NXT usually get the biggest pop because those were the guys that came from the farm system, so to speak. And the Ascension went back, I think, for one of the Dusty Classics. They were in a first round match, and they got one of the bigger pops of the night when they did come back. I would like to see like Apollo Crews or a couple guys who, you know, really need a little bit of extra help come down for a little while.
Sure.
Get that help. And let's be honest, the Ascension were ruined when they were standing in the middle of the ring with the New Age Outlaws, the NWO, and
the APA.
The APA, yeah. And got absolutely destroyed. That was the end of the Ascension.
You're correct, and it's and I don't know if you can really reclaim that because they've been stuck with Fandango and Tyler Breeze there.
There's nothing wrong
with
that lately.
Which is not bad. Yeah.
I know, but that's all comedy, you know what I mean? And Tyler Breeze makes quite a good looking woman. Okay, I mean someone thinks so. He keeps getting dressed up in wigs every week. Okay, he did what he's been doing.
Right? How you doing over there?
Did you?
So Jay-Z, you like short people? Let's talk about that.
That's terrible.
Hey. They make me happy.
If we get Hornswoggle up here next week, we're going to have 2 weeks in a row of Jay-Z in the studio. You got a little person with you when you came up. Come up without little people.
But they end up growing up, and, you know, I have to look up at my other son. It's weird. Anyway.
Well, now you're the short person, so, you know, it's kind of a karmic thing.
I always
the universal
was.
Karma thing. Is anybody, I was just wondering, is anybody watching Lucha Underground right now?
I've been watching it on and off. I play kickball on Wednesdays, and honestly, at the establishment we go to afterwards as our sponsor, they show it on a big screen TV.
Oh yeah,
so I don't get to hear it, but I can see it.
The matchmaker, okay.
Some of them, the match between Prince Puma and Paul London, or whatever the heck his name is, I can't remember. I think he's just stoned all the time in Lucha.
Paul London stoned all the time? Are you kidding me? No.
That's unfair.
He was just in Batavia last weekend. Remember.
He didn't know he was in Batavia, but he was in Batavia.
Someone told him it was Batavia by Chicago. That's where the artiste lives. So.
Oh, Batavia, Illinois.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just wondering if he was doing the Rabbit Tribe gimmick, because that really is funny. They walk out, and they have no idea where they are, and they're having more fun doing flips and trying to get away from people than they are actually wrestling. And then, of course, like the big guys in the groups will just grab them and destroy them. And it's comedy relief, but it's still funny. But the match between him and Puma, you can really it was really a really good match. It was probably one of the best matches Lucha's had for Paul. And even with Paul London playing a completely stoned moron, they were pulling off some amazing stuff.
Well, he's an incredible wrestler, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's
always has been.
Yeah, just an unbelievable worker.
Yes, and if you follow the spoilers, there's a match coming up probably in about 2 or 3 weeks that's going to be just apparently like a master class for Lucha Underground. It's going to be the best match they ever put on. It's going to be Puma and somebody else. And I don't want to say what because it's going to spoil the upcoming episodes. But if you get a chance the next couple of weeks, start watching Lucha because the last half of this season apparently is just absolute amazing matches every week.
And they're also writing Jomo off the show at the end of the season too, I believe, because he's starting with TNA in a couple of weeks.
GFW,
TNA, Impact Wrestling, whatever it may be. He's definitely joining them.
The Jeff Jarrett promotion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people leaving after the season, I think. I don't think there's going to be another season. So if you like this show at all, this probably is your last chance to enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know, and they do marathons. If you go to the, you know, I mean, I've watched Godzilla marathons on that channel, but they also have Lucha Underground marathons too. And I've watched, you can sit there and watch. And I still love it that they have women, you know, they put them on equal footing as men and put them in matches against men. So it's like...
I was really disappointed because I was kind of hoping the season would end before the Mae Young Classic so that they could maybe get some of those women in the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
Like people like Taya, Ivelisse. I mean, you're not going to get Sexy Star because she doesn't like performing in the States, but you can get some of those other female wrestlers that are down there that can just go.
Yeah.
And they're amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And it's a fun show. And, yes, there's storylines, and it's just, you know, it's...
It's a different flavor.
What do we call it again? A telenovela?
Telenovela.
Telenovela, you know, but with wrestling in there. So, cool, man. Anything else, brother?
Nah, I'm just going to do one more.
Well, just watch out. If someone starts sitting outside your house in a with windows that are all blacked out, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you know, not that he was part of the A-team before, but he may have been. So
FBI surveillance is down my street all the time, so you never know. I could just get them confused with the guy who I normally bring coffee out to. So
okay, I was going to say that, or it's the Google map truck going down the road, okay? Hey, thanks for calling, buddy, okay?
Take it easy.
All right, 222-1280, Star 1280. On that note, I'm getting out of here, guys. It's going to be you guys the rest of the show, but before I go, I want to let people know, I will be out tonight. I'm going to do the men's roller derby here at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex here at noon. If you want to come watch it, it's a lot of fun. We'll have a blast. I'll be there. But after that, we're going to be out at Salvatore's tonight for UFC 214, John Jones Cormier 2. You cannot miss that. Come on down and hang out with us.
I will be there as well. It's going to be
Danger Boy's coming
out. Yes,
I know you came out for the last one, anyways. I think so.
I would sell my unborn child to come see this fight.
Okay, yeah, you know what? It seems reasonable. 2-2-2-12.
I'm selling naming rights to pay for my tab tonight.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go to break on that. I'm going to leave the rest of the show in good hands of Pam, who is super producer Pam. She's going to take over, as well as Jay-Z and Danger Boy. And you guys can figure out what you want to talk to or take calls. Do whatever you want. But we're going to get out of here with a little AC/DC, and I'll see you next week, folks. Enjoy the rest of the show. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, I'm ever, ever class high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls.
This one is me, Joe. You just come out here and you talk about what you almost did. You haven't done anything around here. And you've been here for a hiccup. You ain't done anything either.
What are you doing here?
Quiet.
What? No, no, no.
Quiet.
What are you doing here?
Quiet.
You're not supposed to.
Quiet.
What are you? Tell me
quiet.
Why you're here.
Quiet.
What are you doing here?
Quiet.
What are you
quiet.
Doing here? What?
Quiet.
What?
Quiet. Quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. 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 And one more time.
Quiet!
Little black submarines operate a please. Put me back on the line.
And we are back here on the Pain Clinic. We just lost the cash man. It is Danger Boy here with Jay-Z filling in for DC. Who was out supporting his wife as she swam across Cuca Lake.
Yeah, she looked very cold in the pictures this morning, Danny.
Apparently the water was 80 degrees, though.
Really?
That's what I saw.
80 degrees is still cold for water.
That's, yeah, I don't want to be swimming in that stuff that early in the morning. But,
I don't want to be swimming in that stuff ever.
As Cashman said before we left, tonight, UFC 214, John Jones, Daniel Cormier, 10 p.m. Get there early. We are going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door. You can also go to Salvatore's Saloon. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great card. Three title fights. It's, you know, everybody had a little harsh things to say about the last one because the card kind of fell apart. Well, this card is doubly stacked. So come out, have a good time, come hang with us. We'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you have nothing to do this afternoon, around noon at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex, you can go watch the Cashman and the Flower City Fear have their final home game of the year. Men's roller derby is a thing, and it's entertaining. So go watch. You can learn something, or you can actually go find out and how you can do it yourself.
Yeah, if Cashman can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, any phone calls, or are we going to just go over the news, or what?
Well, I think we should hit on something that we briefly touched on when Jordan called.
Yes.
Giving away John Cena versus Shinsuke Nakamura on free TV.
Two of the biggest stars in professional wrestling, meeting for the first time, should not be a giveaway TV match.
And if you are only watching WWE TV and you don't have the background in Shinsuke, you just know that he's from New Japan, and you didn't watch his stuff in NXT, specifically his match with Sami Zayn, you don't know why. You might not understand why we are so upset. This is being, I mean, how dumb it is for them to give this away on free TV, even though we have a good feeling it's going to be a schmaz ending.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's something crazy that happens that makes it almost invalid, that gives us the desire to see it again and maybe build up to something bigger, a bigger event, hopefully a Survivor Series maybe, or maybe even SummerSlam. I don't know.
I agree wholeheartedly. If anyone listens to Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast, he reviews the shows of the week with Wade Keller, usually once a week. And he is as dumbfounded as the rest of us as to why Shinsuke Nakamura is being made into a normal wrestler. And I hate to, I'm not putting down Dolph when I say this, but along the likes of Dolph Ziggler, who wrestles every week, who's not, he should be billed as a special attraction. They should use him almost the way they used Andre the Giant. He shouldn't be on every TV show. If he is, it's maybe cutting a promo, but he shouldn't be wrestling on every TV show. The guy is special. The guy is full of charisma. They need people to fill in the role, because John Cena said himself, he's going to be taking a step back. He's getting older. He's got other things on his plate.
Right.
But I don't understand why they're giving this away.
It doesn't make sense. There's got to be a bigger picture thing that's going on that we don't see. Obviously, we don't see everything behind the curtain or know everything behind the curtain. We don't know what Vince is thinking, what the creative team is thinking. But still, on the outside, it looks very suspicious why they would put Shinsuke and Cena
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I understand it's a number one contenders match, but really all Shinsuke has done is beat Baron Corbin and Dolph. And I understand Baron Corbin has the money in the bank, but he hasn't exactly been the number one superstar. And it just throws Randy Orton off to the side as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems illogical to us, I'm not sure what their plan is.
I'm going to disagree with, I think it was Floyd who said they're going to build up another four-way. They have too many multi-person matches at this card already for SummerSlam. I understand you want to get everybody on there. Everybody needs a spot. You want to showcase your best talent, all that kind of stuff. But having two fatal four ways for both of the heavyweight titles seems a bit out there.
Right. They want to protect their big talent. They want to protect their big stars in some way. I think that's why they do the fatal four way over on the Raw side. They want to protect guys that they see a potential future for.
And I honestly think that there was no way before the build up to Great Balls of Fire that Joe was involved in those plans. I think they pulled they pulled one out of their hat and they go, this guy is actually doing fantastic.
Right.
And there was a show of respect from Brock on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure someone got in there and it's like, listen, this guy is monster over right now. So you got to have him in there. But they want to include Reigns.
Yeah.
But you can't include Reigns without Strowman, because Strowman keeps beating Reigns.
Right.
And Joe keeps beating Reigns. Actually, Reigns has no say in all this. Like, he came out and said everything he's done this past week and why he should be the number one contender. But at the same time, what have you done for me lately?
Right. I can see, and this is where I can see, like, if I'm future casting, whatever the booking will be, in the future with after this match, Roman Reigns will pin whoever. He gets the pin, he'll get the win. And whoever he pins, that's a built-in feud, at least till Survivor Series. And then you have, and it won't be Brock. Brock will not take the pin here. And that's going to lead us eventually to Roman and Brock at WrestleMania like we're expecting. So what we're going to see now is these are going to be feeders for the next 6 months of booking or 7 months of booking. And I'm okay with that if they do it right. And if Joe still comes out looking strong, because Joe doesn't have a lot of years left on him. Maybe he does. Maybe I'm wrong, but he's pushing 40. He's going to slow down eventually, and you need to strike while the iron's hot. I would love to see a Samoa Joe WWE title reign, but I don't know if in their mind he fits as their champion, and he should.
Well, everything he's done so far has broke the mold they cast for him. Originally, he was signed to be a part-time NXT performer, and his shirt sales went so well the first week that they signed him to a full-time contract. Then he was never supposed to get called up from NXT, and look at that. He got called up, and he's done nothing but be a star since then.
Well, and that speaks to, like, I'm a big Sami Zayn fan. I've been an advocate for Sami Zayn for a long time, but it speaks to the difference between how they look at a guy like Samoa Joe, who breaks the mold, who consistently does good things on TV and maybe even in the backstage area. And then you have Sami, who I think could be the greatest babyface in WWE if given the chance, but he's probably not performing to the expectations or beyond the expectations of what they want, and that's why Sammy's still kind of like lost in the shuffle, because he's not doing the things that Joe did to get to where Joe is now.
He also didn't have, like, so when Joe was going against Brock there, when they went with that, Paul Heyman is very vocal for people he likes,
right?
So the fact that he likes Joe and he probably look what this guy's doing for us. At the same time, I also hear that after SummerSlam, Sami Zayn may be in for a big push.
I hope so, just because I'm a Sami guy. I hope so. But yeah, Heyman has a silver tongue, so he probably plays up the guys that he really likes, and that's why Joe's where he is, and Joe's also where he is because he's just really good at what he does.
Yeah.
And he can back it up with actions.
And also to the thoughts on Sammy, it's hard to step and go above and beyond what you're given when what you're given is fighting a team like Mike Kanellis, who's put in the worst gimmick I've seen in a long time.
That guy's never going to rise above that gimmick at all. And that's
which is sad, because Mike Bennett is a great wrestler.
He's really, really good. But they saddled him with this. They probably didn't. They didn't sign him for him. They signed him for Maria. and that's the only reason he's there. I don't think they signed him for talent, even though he's very talented. I just think they signed him for Maria.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they've done in the past. And that's... like, he was, even when he was with the former TNA, now GFW,
yes,
he was really good at what he was doing. It was a similar type gimmick, but, you know. And with that, we are going to go to break. It's our last break. Finishing up here. We got one more segment without the Cash Man. It's Danger Boy, Jay-Z. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
You know, I love coming back to the wrestling music every week, but every once in a while it's nice to have a little Queen when you come in.
Yeah. I could listen to this all day.
Yeah.
And I have in the past.
I've done the same. You're listening to Pain Clinic. We're back. Last segment, Danger Boy, Jay-Z. We want to hit a few things before we go. Davey Richards has announced that he has sought and received his release from Global Force Wrestling. He's still in the taped episodes there coming up, but he had nothing but positive things to say. He just apparently is going back to school to become a doctor.
Yeah, I think he's a fireman or an EMT. He's a trained EMT, and, you know, if he wants to go to school to be a doctor, that's good for him. I think he had hit his ceiling with GFW, and it's good for him to find another thing, having a plan B, which is what JR always, I have a plan B, you know.
And being a doctor is a pretty good plan B.
Yes, and he probably can pay for it partially out of pocket, mostly out of pocket. So
well, he can pay for it, and he can work the weekends still.
Yep, and that'll and good for him. He's got a name, and people are going to go watch him wrestle, even if he's just going to be weekend warrioring it.
It would be really weird to walk into like a hospital and have him working on you, though.
Yeah, he'd probably he'd be a muscled up doctor, Dr. Muscle. You know, I don't know, but good for him. Good on him. I'm happy for him.
Something we haven't hit in a while, August 26th at Frontier Field at the Rochester Red Wings game, Polish Power and WWE Hall of Famer Ivan Putski will be signing on. He'll be signing autographs from 6 to 8. So if you are a fan of that old school wrestling, you liked Ivan Putski, he will be here in town on the 26th.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been to Rochester hundreds of times on that loop that WWF used to do back in the 70s and early 80s, or even in the 60s. So, yeah, go get an autograph. It's $20, you know, and he's probably not got a lot of years left on him. So it'd be good to get a chance to meet him, shake his hand, thank him for the memories.
On a little bit of a down note, good friend of the show, former Tough Enough winner from season 3, our buddy Matt Capitelli, if you have not heard, had a recurrence of the brain cancer he had 10 years ago that caused him his wrestling career. He had been training with OVW, and he went in and had, they found another mass, they removed it, but there was some inoperable in his brainstem. It's really sad. Everyone has nothing but good things to say about it. Jim Cornette was on his podcast was talking about Matt this week. He got a question about it. So if you go to our Facebook page, you will find a GoFundMe there to help Matt out. He needs to have – he's having another opinion in Houston, and they're trying to figure out how to do it. It hasn't spread past where it is, but it's also not the best kind of tumor he could have. So – anything but all the positive thoughts in the world go out to Matt. He is one of the nicest people I have ever met. From the first day he was ever brought to our attention because of the Tough Enough thing until this day out there.
Yeah, and he's remained really positive and upbeat about it, which is very hard when you get a cancer diagnosis to stay upbeat. But he really, really is positive about it. He hasn't gone like depressing or sad. He's also, for those of you who don't know, he's a local guy. He's from Caledonia, and he was a football star there, standout star, and he ended up in Michigan, and then he ends up, you know, on with WWE. And he's a local guy. And cancer, you know, no matter people say, you know, people think, you know, when you're on TV, you're making a lot of money. But when you're with the WWE, he probably made decent money, but he hasn't been with the WWE for 10 years.
Yeah.
So cancer can be devastatingly expensive to anybody, regardless of what their insurance level is. So this GoFundMe will really, really go far for what he needs done, because this particular diagnosis is always devastating. I mean, it's very difficult for anybody. And the cost, we want to help Matt out as much as we can and thank him for what he's done for the local area, for wrestling in general, and everything like that.
And in case you're not friends with him on Facebook, I know almost everybody on the show is. The guy is out there working out in his garage. He's got a 10-pound weight limit right now. He had brain surgery under like a month ago, and he's out there working out every single day. I wish I had that drive.
Yeah, I don't have that drive if I wake up.
And he's still in incredible shape.
Yeah, he's in really good shape. If you looked at him from the outside, you wouldn't know that he had something wrong with him. And yeah, he's in amazing shape for a guy like that's in the middle of this. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with Matt right now, and his lovely wife and his dogs and all the other stuff that they have going on.
His entire family in Caledonia still.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're still here. I see him on a daily basis.
on a different note, for the Cashmans and the former host Artiste out there, Total Divas is going to be coming back. I don't have the exact date here shortly, though. And this year, the cast will include Carmella, Nia Jax, and Alexa Bliss. And gone will be Paige, Renee Young, and Eva Marie.
Why would they get rid of Paige?
I have that would draw the biggest ratings if they follow Paige around right now.
There you go. I mean... they're getting rid of Paige. They're getting rid of Renee Young makes sense to get rid of. I mean, to subtract her from the ratio, I think, because Dean Ambrose just did not want to have anything to do with it the entire time.
That's what the whole thing is. Apparently, was because of the Dean Ambrose part.
Yeah, he just did not care. He didn't want to be there, and I'm glad that they kind of. I haven't watched Total Divas ever. I haven't watched a single second of it except for maybe the clips they show on the network once in a while.
Yeah,
but it doesn't
they always try to throw it on my TV. Like I'll be watching NXT and I won't turn it off quick enough, and all of a sudden Total Divas will pop up.
They sneak it in on you. Yeah, they're trying to get you to watch.
It's like starting in 5 seconds. I'm like, no.
Where's the remote?
We've been pushing UFC 214 today, as I said earlier, and as Cashman was saying earlier, come out, join us, either Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door. The fights start at 10. I would get there earlier. It's going to be busy. It's going to be a great night of fights.
Yes.
However, there's a tie-in with wrestling here because Ronda Rousey is being rumored to be closer and closer than ever to possibly having a in-ring contest in the WWE. We accidentally spoiled some stuff from the Mae Young Classic a couple weeks ago, but there's things that happened that made it so it's not going to be just her sitting ringside for a show here or there like has happened in the past.
I have no idea what she did. I'm actually in the dark with everybody else. It's spoiler free. She got involved in some way at the Mae Young Classic. Well, we don't know how.
Well, so, I know how.
Yeah, I don't know how. So I'm excited to see what she does because remember that one of the biggest moments from WrestleMania last year was when she got in the ring with The Rock and she what did she do? She put Stephanie in an armbar, and we've been waiting to see Stephanie versus Ronda. Maybe we'll see that at WrestleMania this year.
Possibly, or maybe. We're going to see. I mean, there's four horsewomen in the UFC and there's four horsewomen in WWE, so. Could be something like that.
Oh boy.
And now we got Sting's old entrance music. Wow. But the original, the Seek and Destroy.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the face paint on now.
Yes. Alright. That's it for us. We'd like to say thank you. Thanks to the Cashman for coming in, even though he's extremely busy today. Thanks to Jay-Z for coming in and helping me out and not leaving me by myself.
Yo yo yo.
And we will be back next week. Hopefully, we will have someone in studio for headlocks and home runs.
That would be fun.
If not, we are going to tell you all about how to go see the show that day. And as always, body slam someone you love. You've been listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Salvatore!